It's our first Monday after an NFL Sunday. It just feels good, Sam. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on the BetMGM Network. We'll get to Bears-Vikings coming up in a quick moment. We'll continue to react to everything that we saw yesterday. But just so you guys understand our thought process, what you're in for if you are kind enough to spend your Monday morning with us throughout the NFL season is, yes, we are going to react, but just as much of that of our show on a Monday morning is going to be looking ahead, because we know you bet. You bet right there with us. Doesn't mean we're on the same plays, but you guys are looking for information, entertainment, maybe some betting angles. You want to know about the next bet, like just rehashing everything that already occurred. You watched it all. You know what happened. It helps us a little bit moving forward to go over some of that, and we'll do that. But a lot of our Monday shows is going to be, okay, what are we doing tonight? How's the market already moving on the NFL in the next week? College football on the next week? Where's the room at? We're going to do all that stuff every Monday here on the show.
I cannot wait for Monday market moves. Everybody was going through their NFL bets yesterday and their parlay tickets and all that stuff. I was waiting. I couldn't wait to get the college football lines for week three at Circa, which opened up yesterday at 2 o'clock Eastern. So as everybody's sweating their parlays and their bets and their teasers and whatever they're sweating yesterday, college lines are moving, and people were picking off bad numbers. So we'll get to that later in the show. But we have to talk about Bet Sweats taking over Chicago. There will be a tailgate party that you're all invited to. Just send me a message on Twitter if you'd like to join. Jake won't be at the tailgate, though, because Jake has to do the other show on the network. Some would call it the flagship show. Jake will not be at the tailgate. I believe Paul will be there. I believe Gertz will be there. I will be there. Kate Constable will be there.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Everybody but Joe O will be at the tailgate today. And Jake.
Do you think all of them will make it?
Yes.
Okay, they will. Okay, what if Jake was in that group that was committed and told you, I will be there? Would you then say everybody's going to be there? Because we know how he can be flaky from time to time.
Jake would be minus 110 each way. Even if he said he was coming, he would be minus 110 yes, minus 110 no.
Yes. Yeah, good question, Paul. Will everyone make it home? Where are you going to go?
I'm not going.
Stuck in Rainbow Beach?
No, I'm not going to Rainbow Beach tonight.
Where are you going to end up? Yes. You don't have to go to the game, but who knows where you end up.
I have to be at the score at 8 o'clock tomorrow, and Mitch is here. Do you think I'm going to be like that dumb tonight? No, the answer is no.
Short memory. I'm just saying,
if we were in Vegas, I would show up blasted, but we're not in Vegas.
That's true. All right, have fun. Say, what's the number number of times Sam's gonna bring this up and try to make me feel bad
that no, it's already done. We don't need to kick the horse
is
when
there
it's done. No, dartboard? It's an outdoor tailgate, Joe. There's not a dartboard.
Sometimes you can make it happen. You throw one on a tree. Come on. I don't know who the setup. We'll talk about it later coming up.
We'll send pictures. We're probably going to FaceTime you from the tailgate, and odds are good you will not answer. I behaved last night, though.
I'll answer.
Because Dan Aspen sent me a text last night, brother of Paul Aspen, and said, what are we doing tonight? I said, Dan, I can't. I got a long day tomorrow. I got to be up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he said, wow, you've changed. I said, well, that's not true. I just have to be responsible tonight. No, tomorrow night's a different story. But we have some big news in this game that came across yesterday. Harrison Smith is not going to go for the Vikings. And I think I was sort of leaning towards an under in the game. But there are two players that are very important to this total. And I know we would say that a safety and a corner aren't worth a ton, but if we don't have Harrison Smith from Minnesota and Jalen Johnson for Chicago, is that an under you really want to be on? This is like 43.5 right now. BetMGM 43.5. Most books, aside from Pinnacle 44, by the way, are sitting just under that 44. I lean to the under, but when I heard about Smith and I don't know about Johnson, I don't know if I can play that under anymore, Joe.
Okay, what do you trust more? Like you possibly removing those players from the scenario. And I'm really talking about Johnson. I mean, I put Jalen Johnson at a different level than Harrison Smith at this point. There was a time where you would put Harrison Smith up there, but Jalen Johnson now, what he does as a corner, yeah, I think he's on a different level. But, okay, so if you're going Oppo, you're saying we're going to get scoring in this game because those two important pieces are not involved. What about Darrisaw? He's questionable for this game, left side of the line for the Minnesota Vikings. What about game number one, Caleb, year two in the NFL, his second offense? Is Ben Johnson, how ready is Caleb going to be? Caleb has a new offensive line, three new starters from left guard to right guard. The Vikings have essentially a rookie quarterback with three new starters on the offensive line from left guard to the right guard, right in the center. So if you're going to say over, you've got to be able to trust that offense a little bit because some important pieces on defense are out. But which offense do you trust more? Do you trust both of them? Because typically in an over, we're thinking both sides are going to do their part.
Unders did go 11-2 yesterday.
Oh, man. So, and I found one of the overs to bet under.
We got a tweet from a listener who had a really nice parlay ticket. We should talk about this. This is from Red Zone Blues on X. He's got a nice position right now. So he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 unders come in for him. So a 9-pick parlay, all unders. 8 of the 9 are in. The only remaining leg is Minnesota-Chicago under 44.5. And he's asking, what should I do? Now, the bet, I don't know that there's a price on this. Oh, no, there is.
A bonus bet.
Okay, all right. So I saw the payout price. He did a $5 bonus bet to win $1,700. And the last leg is tonight under 44.5. What do you do?
So smart. I mean, first off, the entire angle was smart. Week one, divisional matchups, play all the unders. Parlay them together with this $5 bonus bet that's sitting in my account. Very smart play. Love it. Yeah, what do you do? So he risks $0. Zero. And he's got the potential to win $1,720. Saw this tweet come in yesterday during all the games. My immediate reaction was, without thinking about it, I just said, okay, all right, I'm going to put $500 on the over.
That, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because, okay, that loses. I'm still netting $1,200. And I'm not Mr. Hedge guy. But do you want to risk it all on the Bears-Vikings total coming under with these important defensive pieces possibly missing this game, like you just chronicled? So, yeah, I mean, my first thought was, the bet cost me nothing. Yeah, I would probably do that.
I guess it really depends on how much $1,700 is to you. It's not easy for me to answer this because it's not my bet. You know, we can discuss what we would do if it was our bet. I would probably just ride it. I think the game is going to be 21-17 Minnesota. So I lean under. I don't hate your idea of netting something, though. I don't know that I would go 500, because then if it's a 7-6 rock fight, you're going to be like, why did I bet 500? I mean, everything is results driven with our hedges, right? What happens and what doesn't happen. But if he made a $5 free bonus bet to win $1,720, he did his job picking off the first 8 of 9 games in that parlay. So 8 unders, needs one more. I would probably just ride it, but you have to decide for yourself, Bob. It's not up to Joe. It's not up to me. It's really what makes you comfortable. If you want to just see the ball go through the hoop and take some money out of this, you could bet $100 or $200, and then you're going to win no matter what.
Yeah.
Joe likes a little bit nicer of a hedge. That's fine. Others would say you only bet $5 on it. It's really up to you. Like, I could never tell somebody what to do because it's not my life and not my money. But you put yourself in a very, very good spot no matter what.
Another idea would be some alt-unders at better prices, because you look at how these divisional matchups hit yesterday. It was wild, most of them. Like, it hit by a ton. San Francisco, Seattle. Like, that missed the total by 2 touchdowns. You look at, I don't know, like, what were some of the other ones? Washington, New York Giants, 27 points in that game. The total was 45.5. Like, there were a handful of games that were missing by 2, 3, even 4 scores. So maybe alt unders could be something for you. But then you're not guaranteeing yourself anything. You could end up losing both sides. Maybe you watch it live. Maybe there's something there. The total starts moving. And you could hit both sides of it. That's another possible angle.
Well, the good thing about this bet that our listener made is that he got a good number. He bet under 44.5. And as we talked about, the market is now 43.5. So technically, the odds are highly against this middle. But if he were to take his parlay, which has under 44.5, and make a straight bet over 43.5, if this game lands 27-17, he'd hit the nuts. He'd win them both.
Yeah. Maybe things go your way. You're watching live, and you can get a much bigger middle. That would be another idea. But, yeah, there's a lot of different ways to play it. Great job on the bet. Bears-Vikings tonight. You have a play on the side. I do not. There's some props that I like in this game. I don't have anything on the side. We were just talking about the total a little bit. For those that weren't with us last week or all summer, what do you think about the side tonight?
I have more invested in Minnesota for the season. If the Vikings lose this game, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not getting crazy. It's the last game of the week. I feel good about the weekend. Don't need to push all my chips in week one Monday night. I do think the Vikings win. But I look at how discombobulated Detroit looked on offense without Ben Johnson. And you think, wow, was he really that important? I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out over time. But Jared Goff, as you and I have talked about for many years now, needs everything to go right. Needs the perfect line, the perfect weapon room, the perfect coordinator, the perfect play calling. And when he doesn't have that, he stinks. And he stunk yesterday. So maybe I'm a little bit nervous because Ben Johnson might actually be a competent head coach, which the Bears haven't had in a long time. I gave you my final score, 21-17 Minnesota. That's what I think. That's my prediction. So I would like Minnesota, and I would like the under. But I haven't done anything crazy with that. My Minnesota stock is more macro. It's more Vikings to make the playoffs, and I have some pieces of Jonathan Greenard to have a big season. But, I mean, this could be Chicago. Easy. I mean, it's a pick'em game. So it's hard to get too confident. Like, I don't feel crazy good about Minnesota winning. I think they do win, but I'm not going to back up the Brinks truck or anything like that.
Well, Greenard to get a sack, plus 225.
Oh, right, he's going to have 3.
Okay, we got to bet that, I guess. All right, yeah. We just found another bet. All right. Loading up the props, apparently. Okay. Plus 225. I was surprised that I could find Parsons at plus money, even though it's a tougher matchup, but that Greenard one is something worth looking at. Touchdown props is what I'm eyeing. Now, let's talk about the Minnesota backfield. The idea is they're probably going to run the ball more with McCarthy, and he's starting his NFL career tonight, and he's on the road. We know that the Bears fans are going to be electric until they start sucking, and then they'll start booing them right away because that's what they do. But we talked to Charch about it, and he covers this team very closely, living up in Minnesota. And the way they beefed up the middle of that offensive line, just like the Bears did, he's expecting Jordan Mason to be the guy. Now, Aaron Jones is a Bears killer. That dude always seems to score a touchdown against the Bears. It doesn't matter what uniform he's wearing. He has 13 touchdowns in 15 games against the Bears. I've seen many multi-touchdown games from him. I don't see a touchdown price on Jones. The Mason one is really enticing, plus 170, 12-1 for 2 or more. The other one, which we can get into, I think Loveland's going to have a big part of this offense, man. Anytime touchdown in his first game as a Bear is about 4-1. I could see that happening tonight. Yeah. That could be a good look. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll continue to talk about Monday Night Football on the other side. Case of the Mondays. This is the BetMGM Network.